Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, August 2nd. Tesla and Rivian are heading to court over Tesla claiming that Rivian stole trade secrets through former employees. Back in 2020, Tesla filed a lawsuit against Rivian over allegedly stealing trade secrets by hiring former employees from Tesla and encouraging them to bring documents. Rivian has denied the allegations. It wasn't clear what exact trade secrets Tesla was claiming had been stolen, but we did note that the employees listed in the lawsuit were two recruiters, an EHS manager, and a manager of Tesla's charging networks. A year later, Tesla expanded the lawsuit, claiming more specifically that Rivian is, quote, stealing the core technology for its next-generation batteries. And now a new ruling from the judge is allowing the case to move forward after being initiated 3 years ago. The context is quite interesting, since as of now, Tesla and Rivian have since partnered up to help Rivian adopt the NACS connector, which is a standard designed by Tesla. Elon Musk says that Tesla is now working on, quote, the final piece of the self-driving AI puzzle. Apparently, that means vehicle control, based on his tweets. And from those tweets, Musk said that Tesla plans more heavily to rely on neural nets for vehicle control rather than direct coded instructions. The CEO added that Tesla is currently training these neural nets and that the training compute is the limitation at this point. We've been waiting online for the full self-driving promises in the past, and we will continue to wait diligently. But who am I kidding? It's not like we're going anywhere. I mean, we cover Tesla at Electrek all down to the details, so yeah, when it comes, and we'll let you know. Tesla has restarted deployment of the Magic Dock adapters at their superchargers in the U.S., or at the very least, one station in Texas. Similar to Apple renaming things that we already understand, the Magic Dock is a detachable adapter for non-Tesla vehicles with the CCS plug to use Tesla stations. Back in February, Tesla officially launched the new supercharger station with the Magic Dock as a way to onboard non-Tesla EVs to the network, but we haven't heard too much since then. But now we have photo proof that an adapter was deployed at a supercharger station in East Chase, Fort Worth, near Arlington. The station is not yet officially listed as open to non-Tesla electric vehicles on the website, but it's still a very good sign. Back in 2012, Rafael de Maistre did something nobody else ever had, driving around the world in an electric car, which was an original Tesla Roadster. And now he's driving around the world solo again in that same Roadster as a promotional and scouting tour to recruit teams for a third trip around the world. For the 2024 rally, de Maistre hopes to get 12 teams to compete on the 40,000 kilometers of electric driving in 80 days, 500 kilometers per day, consistently, for almost 3 months. The original feat, which is now 10 years old, proves that if someone can travel the length of the land across the world, then surely we can all use electric vehicles to go get groceries. Subaru has announced a new electrification plan today, calling for new EV models and a much larger EV sales share by the end of the decade. A day after the report came out that Toyota would begin building a new three-row Subaru electric SUV, well, Subaru is now stepping up to the plate. Subaru's president and CEO, Atsushi Osaki, drastically adjusted the automaker's strategy, calling for a 50% electric vehicle share, or 600,000 units, in the year 2030. Now, in the U.S., its largest market, roughly 70% of their sales, Subaru is now aiming to sell 400,000 EVs in the year 2028. They also plan to introduce four electric SUVs by the end of 2026, including the already released Solterra, and another four EV models by the end of 2028. That's a total of eight electric cars. Subaru plans to begin in-house EV production in 2025, adding dedicated EV production lines around 2027. In the U.S., Subaru will begin EV production around that time. Now, earlier this week, Subaru and Panasonic announced that they had begun talks to supply next-generation cylindrical lithium-ion batteries in the later end of this decade. At Electrek, we sincerely hope that Subaru can reach all their goals. Volkswagen looks to be forming a new EV partnership in China, separate from their collaboration with XPeng Motors. According to a new report, Volkswagen is negotiating with a China-based EV startup, Leap Motor, to outsource its technology for the Jetta brand. According to the report, quote, This time, FAW Volkswagen is very likely to buy out a certain generation of zero-running platform technology. Now, several Jetta and Leapmotor models, such as the VS5 and VS7, are in the same price range, making the collaboration even more accessible. As a matter of fact, Leapmotor revealed a new EV platform just this week, and the CEO, Zhu Jiangming, said that the company was nearing deals with two foreign automakers to license its technology. We're curious who the second one could be. Chinese EV maker XPeng Motors announced that Dr. Xinzhou Wu, who has been leading the company's autonomous driving business, is now leaving. XPeng's shares are falling on the brink of the news. Wu has led XPeng to be among China's most notable EV startups, including NIO, Li Auto, and others. In June, XPeng City NGP became the first automaker to offer the technology in China's capital city of Beijing. According to the company's leader, XPeng will continue to make more changes that are AI-oriented, although the company's stock is down over 5%. In today's community comment found on YouTube, some of you aptly corrected my mistake yesterday, in which I said that the next trim level of the Kia EV9 was going to cost $700,000. As I'm sure you surmised, I somehow added an extra zero in my head. The top trim level is estimated at $70,000. But really, who's counting? An extra $630,000 isn't that much of a big deal. I could probably find that much on my couch cushions if I really tried. But yeah, thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.